we do a countdown from the start? Oh no, it already happened. Okay, so we're starting out. Hello, welcome. This is the Artful Ramblings of Allegra Scarano. Here I am, sitting in front of a fancy microphone with Jake Frozick, entertaining, doing the mic, doing everything. He's background guy, sound stuff. See how fancy and professional this is? I know, it's pretty exciting. Jake is here. Jake, you might recognize from his podcast, Damaged Goods.
Thank you.
Subscribe. I now only interact with people who do podcasts because I podcast. I have several ideas for podcasts. Prior to this, never had one. So I was like, let's do it. And I am still thinking of exciting podcasts to do. More recently, a Colorado themed podcast called 303, a podcast about Colorado cold cases, warming them up here from Los Angeles. My friend said something like that, like brought to you from California.
Cold case.
See what I did there? 303, and it's 3-0-H-3. So like 303. See what I did there? I mean, it's brilliant. However, that's not this podcast. So that's maybe 6 months down the line. That's another time. If you steal it, I will fucking sue you. I'm sorry for cursing so soon. Dad, I wonder if he's still on listening. I realize my parents do listen to this. So don't worry about that. I will instantly forget and talk about something inappropriate that hopefully, well, absolutely, my mother will text me about. Don't worry. Podcasters are not concerned with their parents' input. So I'm going to put that aside. I am going to probably not read any social media responses, which I hope I start getting social media sort of hate comments. Jake, would you agree that that is sort of when you've made it?
I mean, yes.
People love you enough to follow you.
But you want
to
make sure.
Or hate you enough.
There's some
opposite.
Positive ones to at least like even up with it, you know?
Yeah.
If it's just hate, that's no good. But hate ones, at least you captivated someone's attention and struck a chord with them emotionally.
Oh, you guys can hate listen to this anytime you want. I truly don't care. I don't really expect anything. I expect like-minded people to listen to a 30-something, almost 33-year-old ramble into a microphone for hopefully close to 30 minutes. According to Google, that is a good time. A good amount of time to invite listeners into your world. What will I discuss? Television that I'm currently watching / movies. To be honest, I don't watch a lot of movies, not against them, into them, support them. Commitment. 60 minute episode? Okay. As a TV expert coming to you right now, I know everything, about them. Anyway,
Everything.
I know production schedules for each television show. I know which lot on which studio they are shot on. This is not true. However, I will give you a little Hollywood insight knowledge. Jake, I don't know if you know this. You're supposed to like tune in with your sound guy a few times.
Tune in with me.
Yeah, I like it.
Feel
free to, pipe in when you feel like a ramble needs to
be more artful.
Well, exactly, precisely that. Art. I mean, what is art? I'm truly hoping this is some real highbrow art.
Very.
Just they'll name it something else other than a podcast. It will be a
stream of consciousness.
Yeah, a verbal diary or journal, if you will. What everyone always loves. Really, personal stuff. So this is a good time to maybe break into a sponsor ad. This is brought to you by a meal pack. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have any sponsorships or commercials, so that should be a benefit to this podcast. However, we want them, right, Jake? We want sponsors. Yeah,
good. As long as you endorse the product and feel good about it. Yeah, right, it's good.
Right. I like most products. I'll take basically anything except plastic. I fucking hate plastic. That's a scam. Jake, do you remember when people in quotes, you know, the voice, people. Illuminati shit.
People
claimed that plastic was the answer. Plastic was better than paper.
What was the one before? It was paper?
Oh, well, God, in terms of the progression of plastics, I mean, it's quite interesting in terms of Bakelite and that sort of progression, which do I know specifically? No, it's quite interesting. Research it. This isn't the place to learn about the progressions of. Bakelite was first one of the first sort of plastic like materials. It was super thin and not sort of brittle, but it didn't last very long. So it obviously wasn't very successful as plastics. But remember, I mean, they were sort of a hype against cutting down trees, forests.
Yeah, that's how I think.
And so paper, plastic, plastic. I am eco-friendly. Well, how did that turn out? Can you hear that gulp when I gulp?
Gulp. Big gulp.
I never
like. Not soda.
I don't like eating and going to a microphone, so I will truly try not to. I will definitely, certainly. This is a promise to you, no matter what this is. I will not eat on it. I might take a sip. I don't even think you heard that. So I just totally, like, this isn't what podcasters do, is just go. Well, I guess it is true to, it's not very artful. Okay. Jake, what was I talking about?
You were talking about plastic and how you.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Thank you. See, this is why he is here. Plastic. Don't like plastic.
Fuck that shit. Fuck plastic.
Fuck plastic. Glass. Wood, paper, that breaks down. Don't do that. That breaks down, you know, organically. Plastic? No, those oceans hate it.
Yeah.
The oceans, the animals, the forests, all of it, planet Earth hates it.
Can I ask you a question about plastic?
Sure.
So you know when people have recycling bins and they throw plastic bottles in them?
Yeah.
So that shit don't get recycled, it just ends up in the ocean?
Or
is the shit in the ocean just trash that people don't recycle and they throw away? What happens to the plastic in the recycling bins?
That's great. Well, I wish I knew. I think there's probably some YouTube thing that we should watch on it. But I imagine that exactly. I think probably the majority of ocean trash / beach trash is garbage monsters leaving those behind. Has to be, especially in LA, the runoff. I mean, I think that's lately in Los Angeles, because nothing else better than more intriguing than a podcast that talks about weather. It's been raining a lot in Los Angeles.
Up to date.
It is very, it's very topical. It's been raining. Can you imagine? Anyway, all the riverways and all of that are sort of flooding. So it's incredible to see water in a city that never sees water. So I was looking at the LA River the other, it was going faster than fuck. And trash, disgusting. So much trash. And I noticed a lot of styrofoam, which is another, I mean, I think we're gearing away from styrofoam.
Styrofoam.
It's always those shitty coffee shops because it must
what
be
are the
cheapest.
Coffee shops use for?
You know, cheap, like coffee cups. That's, I think, the majority of styrofoam.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And styrofoam coolers, I guess that's a thing. What else does styrofoam?
I always assume it's just
packaging. Packages. Ugh, what did I think about Amazon?
Damn it. Plastic, don't they now, right? Like a
that's
bubble
what they
plastic,
say.
Allegedly.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm not an expert, obviously. So what a conversation about plastic. Nonetheless, I'm avoiding it. Will, if you offer me a huge chunk of money, plastic company, will I put an ad for it? Maybe if I might. I might take your money and then, I shouldn't say this to my viewers. Take the money and then I will, you know, trash them during the ad. Because really, does it matter what I say during the ad rather than just their name and then the promo code, the artful ramblings of Allegra Scrono, 20% off? No, what would it be? T-A. R. Wait. Oh, no.
T-A-R-O-A-S.
T-A-R-O-A-S. There we go. That's
why work on that acronym.
All right. I was going to write it down, but it might screw up the microphone. Speaking of writing down, this is another ramble, an important one. A friend of mine, by friend I mean significant other, which is a weird thing to refer to.
My roommate.
I thought, I was like, God, no one likes talking about, you know, oh, I'm going to talk about my boyfriend. Don't worry, I will not. However, when anything important happens, I will. Nonetheless, he just got back from a trip. He was in New York, and my favorite / only pencil store is in New York. I'm discussing pencils now. Anyway, so he went to said pencil store, which did I know the name?
Is this an art store or a
no,
pencil
it
store?
Is actual pencil store.
Not an art store, just pencils.
Just pencils.
Jesus.
And he is into pencils recently, or not recently, but has gotten me into pencils, because what brings you more to a new hobby than trying to appeal to a boyfriend? However, pencils make sense for me as someone who fucks up half of my writing. Being able to erase, it's important. I guess now with computers, it's easier to erase, so I see what I'm saying right now. But writing is still, you know, writing lists help me. My weird fucked up brain. Even if I write the list and forget it, which typically happens, I still have a process with the, you know, items or, you know, sort of tasks I need to complete. So I try to finish those. Anyway, the pencils. Nonetheless, I wanna promote some pencils here. Okay, so not many pencils are made in America anymore, and you can imagine how many pencils started in America. Like most things, nothing's made in America anymore. The things that are typically the best. That in Germany, right? Can you agree with that, Jake?
Yeah.
I'm all made in America.
Well,
I mean,
Japan makes some ill electronics.
True. And Japan has always sort of competed with America in terms of vintage. When I find a lot of vintage, a lot of Hong Kong vintage. And yeah, exactly. Electronics, they competed with the Americans like in the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s with a lot of those things. So I agree with that. Materials and sort of that is lacked in terms of quality, but these pencils. So anyway, so I have a Musgrave pencil to recommend. This is an American pencil company and still made in America. I actually recently, to plug another failed business, kidding, it's very, very, very successful. Vintage resale site, that's not what it's called. It's an e-commerce site that you can get new and vintage treasures. Shehuntsouttreasure.com. Buy it. Nonetheless, it is a curated collection of typically mostly American vintage. Amazing quality and, you know, I think a little bit of exciting. And it's important. It's important vintage. Nonetheless. Oh, so to get back on. See, this is a lot of the rambling. See where we're getting at? You can't really, you know, commit to that. She hunts out treasure. Instead of business cards, we ordered pencils because we're like, it's the cheaper, actually. And very cool. So I ordered a specific Musgrave pencil that I wanted, and that was my business card. This is not that Musgrave pencil. This is the 600. And that's basically it. Hopefully that's all you need to know. But why I'm really here talking about pencils for 20 minutes, God damn it, everyone is no longer listening. Can I see these analytics when people stop listening? Oh, shit, that's going to fucking kill me. It's like when two people, it's like an Instagram stories. You have eight of them ranting about the JonBenet Ramsey case, follow Allegra Helen, and people will listen to two, and then they never listen again. Not that I care or keep up on this data. It's actually this, funny you say, this pencil, my favorite pencil, including the favorite eraser. It actually erases the Palmino pencil, another American pencil I absolutely love. It is a standard, the Blackwing pencil, classic. The eraser, as much as I appreciate the length and the usability of that, it's not great. It's not great. So this pencil is made in Japan because, of course, another amazing place to get pencils. And it just says craft design technology. And it's the teal one, item 32, because how many people right now are taking notes for this pencil? Maybe one. And you please follow me on Twitter at Allegra Scarano. See how I do subtle promotions? I think that's important. Right? You know, it's like, I'll be like, no, I don't know. I don't like when people really like are like, hey, I'm sitting here. I'm bored. Nothing to do, doing the podcast. I'm too busy to cook dinner. What should I do? Oh, I'm going to pull out a box of, what are those sites?
Blue apron.
What does that mean? Blue collar apron? You fucking assholes. Yeah. Anyway, like half rotten food shows up on your door and rots outside in Los Angeles, 80 degree weather. I don't understand how any of that works. Nonetheless, God bless you guys for getting those ads. We would love to promote your business here. And I'm sure when this happens, I'll get some promo code and put that in. Until then, borrow another podcast. Just Google. I'm sure Joe Rogan probably has it, right?
They have most of them.
Yeah. I'm not going to get in a Joe Rogan rant. Not that I won't like him. I know him from Duncan Trussell's podcast. And he interviewed Alex Jones this week. Jake listened to it. I read about it. Jake, how long is it?
I didn't finish. I was only halfway through, but it was very comical. Very funny. Not intentionally, I don't believe, but it was comical nonetheless.
What was Joe Rogan's energy or sort of vibe?
He seemed pretty mellow, like he always does, and I guess they had a falling out since the last time he was on the podcast, so they had like made peace in real life, and then he wanted to have him back on and kind of like, you know, I don't know, just have another discussion with him about stuff, and they were cool, you know, like the energy between the two of them was cool, very forgiving. Joe Rogan was like mellow and seemed even more mellow because Alex Jones seemed batshit off the wall crazy. This one. Like hilarious though. I mean, dude, he was just, you know, but he's always been like that. But it was
well,
fun.
I don't want to talk about him too much because people, all these viewers will then go and give him numbers and we don't want that. So maybe I will preface in the future if I talk about someone that we can't support, that we like hate, that we can like
Alex
hate.
Alex Jones or Joe Rogan?
Oh, okay. Claire, thank you for being here. Alex Jones. Joe Rogan, we do like. We like him.
You want a fun
we
fact
love him.
About Joe Rogan?
Would love it.
When Joe Rogan lived in Boston, he lived in two different areas. And the first place he lived in Boston when he was a kid is the same neighborhood me and many of my friends grew up in, Jamaica Plain.
Jamaica Plain.
Well before my time and most of my friends' time. But a fun fact.
Love that. I like that. I like, you know, hometown celebrities. I'm trying to think of any from Colorado and... I heard Dave Chappelle's from Denver.
Really? He's from D.C.
Okay. Well, there we go. Are you kidding? Most people say that. I feel like diners in the Midwest are always like, oh, Johnny Depp was just in here. Johnny Depp would rather eat vomit than step into your diner on the side of I-70. I mean, give me a break. You think I'm stupid? I also promised to try to curb my use of I don't think that's it's a microphone word, if you will.
I thought you were just doing like a yoga mantra.
That's a little chicer.
This is a highbrow podcast.
It is. You know, I went to a sound bath once.
What?
A sound bath. How LA is that?
Please let the listeners and myself most.
You know what? I wish I knew. I Googled it before and basically I got bored and stopped reading. Apparently, and again, everything I'm about to say is absolutely probably incorrect. So do not think that you're about to learn anything about sound baths. But I don't know. It's like a meditation sort of like grounding experience and the sounds that they produce, you're laying on a floor and they're shooting sounds at you and something it like is the exact brain waves or sounds that it's supposed to take you out of your fucked up psyche. I don't know. Went. I'm open to it. It was at a chic little yoga place in I think Beverly Hills. So it was very cool. The tea selection was great. Went to the sound bath, laying down, didn't know what to expect. You know, they're like, grab pillows. I'm like, this is the perfect exercise for me. And sound started. So I quickly got a pillow, and then I realized, like, oh, I should have grabbed two. My neck already hurts. The sounds basically so started, and instantly I heard something, and I was like, are we gonna wait till the helicopters pass to start? And then I realized, oh no, we're rolling. It sounded like a helicopter landing on my stomach for the first several minutes. And I was like terrified, and I like had to look, and I was like, oh God, here we go. Trying to get into it. And you know, I partake in marijuana.
Allegedly.
Is that what they call it these days?
I think that's what the kids are calling it.
I am medicated 95% of the day. So I can sort of like tuck in or sort of like mentally adapt to different experiences, especially mentally. And this, I didn't really like, it didn't catch on. Super into it though. I would love a sound bath gift certificate if you want to trade that for what, a shout out on my Twitter. Yeah, perfect. It's a good one. Anyway, so was it life-changing? No, it wasn't. It was very cool. It was definitely relaxing until after the helicopters passed. Stop doing that. And then, but I will tell you, during that week I was trying to self-heal, and the best thing that I did was see a healer.
What kind of healer? Reiki?
Basically, I think it was essentially that, but like too chic to call it that, or like too like down to earth. She was just like, heal. I didn't hear a lot before.
Tap your body in certain places.
She like moved the air around. Yeah. She would just sort of like, as you imagine, like push that energy out.
And with your body.
I couldn't really see. My eyes were closed. I was trying to relax, and I was. Yeah. And she would like with my body, and I would hear her like, poof, 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 sort of like releasing, I would imagine. Yeah. I mean, my sadness and anxiety. But she did say, she was like, I feel your sadness. Are you sad? I feel a lot in your liver. And I was instantly like, oh God, she thinks I'm a drunk. Am I a drunk? And then she said, that's where you hold your sadness. So I've been trying to heal my liver lately, heal my sadness. But that really helped. I walked out of there, you know, after a week, and sort of progressed and sort of digested, and it was helpful. So if you're in Los Angeles or...
Is that the most LA thing you've done since you've been in LA?
No, the sound... I guess originally probably like a juice cleanse, but then you like move over there and that's like common. Maybe the sound bath. No, that's a really great question. The most LA thing I've ever done. Well, an orgy on the Entourage set. I'm just kidding. Dad, I'm absolutely kidding. That never happened. I never even worked Entourage because you knew that that was like the worst set. But I'm absolutely 100% sure there was definitely orgies. Because they would request like slutty.
Extras?
Yes. And like any sort of like side roles, or really like any roles for especially a woman. And they, in order to submit for Entourage, you would have to have bikini photos. And that is actually pretty rare. Photos, of course, they will show. But this was specifically like, we want to see you more than half naked.
Yeah. If you ever watch the show, there's no, I don't want to say ugly. There's nothing less than very attractive people on it. Man or woman, but even more like women. Like,
so you never Jeremy see Piven.
A woman character on that show, even if she was like a older exec or anything less than very, 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 very attractive.
True.
They definitely tried to present that.
However, on this, we are not promoting that show. So as I just said, no, we're not doing that.
Jake the Snake is not a fan of Entourage, the program.
It's not great in terms of HBO. It is just douchebag. And especially now we can sort of look back on it. It's been how many years since it's aired? Back then, maybe it was a little more socially acceptable. I don't know, 7 years? Maybe sooner than that. But it's just like, what is less entertaining than watching a male cast do comedy or sort of even entertaining dramas? It's like, I want to watch a woman go through this experience. But that's just me.
I like, you didn't mix up the cast or mix up.
Yeah, of course. Jumanji. Did we talk about that before?
Oh, the remake.
I love the remake. I recommend that. It's out. It's on iTunes. It's a few dollars. Buy it.
Oh, I thought it was like coming out. Are they doing a sequel?
They're doing another, because they say this is a reboot, even though it's not a reboot.
Sequel of the one that just came out.
It's a sequel,
right?
But they say it's a reboot. I want it to be a sequel.
Another sequel coming out?
Oh, this is the sequel to the sequel. Exactly. Yeah, this doesn't make sense. The sequel to the sequel.
My homegirl is in the sequel. Come out.
Gosh, she's cool. What's her name?
Awkwafina.
Oh, wait a minute. That's your
real name, but her, like, that's her.
Wait a minute. You are friends
with her.
Not super
close with her, but her. So she's from New York. And when I was living in New York, a good friend of mine who was a director and a videographer, who directed a lot of shit with me, and I acted in some of his shorts. He directed music videos. We were super tight. We actually shared management. He met her and shot a lot of her early music videos that kind of like blew her up and got her, like, you know, going towards where she was going. Obviously, she, you know, climbed up. So I knew her from back then. We're not like I said, we're not like super close. It's not like my friend. We don't like hang out, but
get her on this podcast. That's so exciting. God,
yeah.
She's in Rich Crazy Asians.
Yeah,
that's like the pop culture
Oceans,
reference.
Right.
It's very
cool.
Yeah,
she's Awkwafina's cool. She's always been cool. Still shows love. She's a fan of my podcast and follows my shit and likes it.
So 100% she's listening. Thank you so much. I love your work.
Awkwafina, if you're listening, Allegra is a fan, and she's a very
also
cool
I promise to my listeners I will never do this again. Actually, no, that's not true. Maybe I should have a segment where I just dedicate a few minutes, maybe several minutes, to a celebrity that I love. No, I don't want to glorify. Well,
I
maybe.
Just told everyone that this girl likes my shit, like it was a cool like a cosign for me, which is really
right.
Cheesy, but I did it anyway, because if you're a fan of hers, she's a fucking hilarious person. She obviously has good taste, because I'm funny. I'm a little more
Gwyneth Paltrow loves my stuff.
Gwyneth Paltrow is
no, you don't
Polish.
Want that.
You know that?
Oh.
Petrowski is her real name. And it was Ellis Island.
Jake and I are both Italian. Who is Jake, you might ask, to me? That's a great question. Best friend, mostly stepbrother. Odd long
podcast
story.
Mentor?
Podcast mentor. Absolutely, he is. I am featured on his podcast several times, none of which
She's
I am sober.
One. Allie's also a lifesaver.
And I'm a lifesaver.
You're an emergency contact for my father.
Oh, I am. I recently got a phone call from Jake's father at 4 a.m, and he claimed that Jake was either dead or in a car accident / in jail.
Yeah.
So that's interesting to deal with. So then I, instead of like calling Jake instantly, pushing that button. No, I don't even think of that. I call Jake's girlfriend to freak her out. She doesn't answer. So. Deep sleeper.
Dude, someone could shoot a gun in the living room. She might not wake up.
I am so that same way.
Which is good, because then I'm up and loud and restless and it doesn't bother.
I would sleep through hurricanes.
That's I would kill for that power.
Yeah.
I wish I had that power, dude. You breathe on the doorknob and I'm awake. Dude, I'd be like the lightest.
That's how the significant other is. He's a very light sleeper. So when I sneak out of bed to get like Wheat Thins or like a midnight snack, he knows when I'm crunching. He knows when I'm bed binging after he fell asleep. Mm.
You come back in the bed with like snack residue.
I come back to the bed with said snack.
Oh, I love it. I
eat
will climb
in bed.
Bed, and my girlfriend, dead asleep, will be like, "What are you eating? Peanut butter pretzels?" But he'd come, go back and brush your teeth, like in the middle of her sleep.
That's
smell out the
supportive,
food on my breath.
Also horrible.
It is, because I can't just wake up at midnight snack in peace.
Oh,
I have to roll
damn
it! Away.
See, if I got that, I would be like, I couldn't handle. Even though I probably need that, because it's not great, but I'm like, I didn't eat enough, I was stressed, and then I don't sleep.
Yeah,
and so I notice, like, I'll eat an English muffin and then sleep, because
I wake up in the
sleep
middle
issues
of the night,
are an issue.
Go to the bathroom and have a strange craving for something and try to repress it and not go to the kitchen, but sometimes you want to go in there and grab
god,
it
god it's so hard.
It runs
so
in my family. Both my parents respectively are midnight snackers.
Really? So it's a thing? Because, midnight snack, it's a thing.
My father's on some stoner shit, so he'll wake up in the middle of the night, eat like half a banana, and my mother just doesn't
sleep.
She has like, he's a health nerd, so that's like a snack.
That's so,
you know,
cool.
But my mom's just horrible insomnia, so she gets up and whatever, like eats maybe a little something. She never eats really. She eats a little something.
Gosh, see, it makes sense. And so typically during that time, I don't sleep. And then that's when I watch television programs. And this week, See that segue? Very smooth.
There you go.
This week, what did I watch? I watched Chasing Bubbles. Jake, I recommend it.
Chasing Bubbles.
It is a documentary, and it is not very popular. So another cool insider secret. It is about, what is the quote? The worst sailor to ever sail around the world. It's about this kid.
She's a kid.
He's a kid. He seems like a kid.
Oh.
He is basically an adult. Yeah. 30-something, probably.
He's not basically. He is an adult. He's very much an adult.
Doesn't act like an adult. I guess that's what I'm getting
at.
Nonetheless, he was a Wall Street dude in New York, made a bunch of money, saved all that money, then quit his job because he hated his life. Classic. Then he bought a boat, sailed around for a few months, and then was like, all right, that's it. I'm ready. I can sail around the world. Sailed around the world and stopped a bunch of places, which, let's be honest, if you've ever been on a boat, you realize, like, this isn't a fuck around hobby. You're going to die. And he didn't, and he was fearless. And I think that's the takeaway. He had, like, drunk friends meet him at. No, not really. Perfect. And it was a sailboat. And I think there was an engine on it, but it was dead all the time because, again, it's like a boat. But the takeaway, I think, is like living without fear. Like, he was a rich white male, which I will argue, I mean, he's never, what has he had to worry about?
Yeah.
Like, in terms of major struggles, no matter fails or, you know, successes, he's going to be taken care of. So it eliminates so much heavy stress on a person. So that's when you can sort of take over the world and sail around the world with no experience. So I guess my takeaway, Jake, and my fellow listeners, is let's shoot that fear down the toilet. As someone, I am completely consumed with fear. I will not even go to Trader Joe's because I'm fearful, just hesitant about parking in the parking lot. I am the major approach anxiety. I have major approach anxiety, major procrastination issues. Okay, so edit that word out because I didn't say it right. And so I am here to tell you that I think together we will beat fear. Jake, do you have fear issues?
There's things that scare me, but I like try to use my fear as a compass more.
Mm-hmm.
When I was very young, like the fearful things I stayed away from because they would cause anxiety. And then when I was acknowledging and dealing with anxiety when I was younger, I didn't know how to deal with it. As I got a little older, working with it, the fear would push me towards the confrontation of what might absolve the fear, whether it was confronting somebody and saying something to them, trying something I needed to do, quitting a job, like jumping off these stairs on a skateboard, trying to teach myself something new. I let the fear pump the anxiety up where I had to go confront it. But it also would result in, sometimes it results in a snappy temper, aggressive confrontation shit, you know.
Yeah, it's true, though. Like Duncan Trussell would say, you have to like kill those vampires or like those like heavy lift, like those things waiting over you that it's like, fuck, I haven't dealt with my credit card payment in 3 months. Or like, I have to clean my room. I have to like get up and do dishes. I don't know. I have to go to work. Those even simple things.
All those little things.
And then it's
some people think
so
it's
easy.
Just laziness, but sometimes it essentially is fear. It's like,
it's fear.
I don't want to, I've been supposed to file an extension for my taxes last few days. Quick, simple thing. 15 minutes on the fucking internet. I've been procrastinating.
Yeah.
But it comes from some level of fear.
Yeah. And I think this week I was having, we recorded some, I don't know, practice podcasts. You'll probably never hear them.
The lost tapes.
Yes, exactly. At the 100th episode, we'll put those out. I listened to a few minutes of it and then I was like, oh God, I can't. And then all week I was like, I was supposed to do it. And I didn't even listen to all, like fully the whole two episodes. And I feel, like that fear took over. So this one, I guess I'll just put out no matter what.
Yeah.
And if you hate me, then go ahead and tell me I'm not going to open that door up. But I would like to know that I have haters, because if you have haters, you know that you have lovers, right? Or not? Or what if you have all haters?
Well, that's bad.
That's not good. I mean, like if, Donald Trump.
If you can hate somebody, you can love them too. Like, I mean, they're more closely related than apathy, you know?
Just like art.
Yeah, and so, because they're both strong emotions. Like, somebody you love, you break up with, and you might not say the words, I hate this person, but your actions and your emotions are such in that vein that you don't want to see their social media profiles. You don't want to hear their name. You don't want to talk about them. And you hate them, but you don't like, hate them, like want them to die or some horrible thing. You hate them because you love them so much. And some people hate shit because it strikes such a chord with them. It hits one of those, like, I don't know, like very important moral value things in them, and they have to jump out about it. But whatever it is they hate you for, they're so passionate about that matter that it sparks that emotion. If people are just fucking apathetic and shit, it, you know, you didn't hit a chord. Like, so artistically, any art, podcasts such as yours, you might get some people who love it and some who don't, but the reason why people don't love it is the reason why other people fucking love it. If everyone was just like, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool, but like how the people who like it aren't going to ride for you is hard. You know?
And that's what I feel like I will bring out the, like, again, like-minded people who get it. I don't give a shit if you like me or hate me or four people listen to me. Those four people will get it. And until I get bored with this project, I'm going to keep it up. Just kidding. 100 episodes at least to get that free episode.
Yep.
And to go on that, yeah, historical. No, opposite. Cut that out. Hysterical equals historical.
I always love when you guys say that.
It's true, though. Tasia says it.
Yeah.
My sister, she is basically my therapist and guru. She knows everything. No, it's a lot of pressure on her. But she says those very meaningful little, you know.
What does that mean? Like, break it down maybe a little more in case people didn't understand that phrase.
Historical equals historical. No. What hysterical is it? Equals historical.
Yeah.
So when you have an expressed, like, immediate reaction, anger, or, like, you know, upset, you know, in any sort of way that you're hysterical, it is triggered by something that you've already been through or a fear that you've already felt. And it's not usually the current thing that you're fighting about. So typically you think of that and say, wait, why am I so angered by this? Why am I hysterical? Why am I screaming or blowing up his phone or being a psychopath? Was it something I dealt with in the past? Is it something that I need to worry about now? Blah, 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 blah. That whole thing. Another thing people love hearing in podcasts, right? Blah, 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 blah.
I was going to start a new podcast called blah, 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 blah.
Basically, it is artful ramblings. Don't steal my idea.
Don't steal it.
Or 303, a podcast about Colorado cold cases.
I'm going to text my lawyer, Aaron Silverstein. We're going to copyright all this shit right now. Trademark it.
Jake, thank you for being here and doing this. I appreciate it.
It's my pleasure, lady.
Thank you, few family members, for listening. I really appreciate it. Please subscribe. You can follow me on Twitter for mostly disappointing tweets.
No. Let's correct that. Allie is one of the few people I actually follow on Twitter and look at because she's fucking hilarious. And I kind of hate Twitter.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. At Allegra Scarano. And Instagram, again, don't expect any important content. At Allegra Helen. Facebook, I don't know my password, can't figure it out, not going to try, too many buttons, so I don't care. And that's it for today, right?
That's it.
I love you. I love you, Mr. Rogers.